As the fracturing of the major party vote in Australian politics deepens, preferences are becoming more and more important. The Liberals say they'll put Labor ahead of One Nation at the federal election, but the Nationals are refusing to make the same commitment. It's become a point of major contention, but how much difference will it actually make? Glenn Drury is a sometimes controversial political strategist who specialises in minor party preferences. I think he's been referred to as the preference whisperer. I asked him what he made of One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's comments today.
Well, I think she played to her audience very, very well. Got to understand what the game is here for Pauline Hanson. It's not to win government. It's not to become the Prime Minister. It's not to be a minister. It's to win Senate seats. So what we saw today was Pauline Hanson playing the victim and playing the victim well. In my view, what's happening now will only consolidate the true believers in One Nation. We might see a little bit of splintering from around the edges, but if Pauline Hanson continues to spin this the way she's spinning it now, this can only be good news for One Nation at the election.
How significant is this decision by the Liberal Party to put One Nation behind Labor?
Well, I think we're asking the wrong questions here with respect. Let's go back just 2 years in history and look what happened in the West Australian state election when the Liberal Party did a deal with One Nation. I think it was Mark Twain, the historians might correct me on this, we all make mistakes, we're all human. But it's the fool that just keeps on making the same mistake over and over again. Apologies to the historians if it wasn't Mark Twain, but the point is this. In Western Australia 2 years ago, the Liberal Party did a deal with One Nation and it was a complete unmitigated disaster. A similar thing happened in the Queensland election. Last weekend, we saw the New South Wales election, there was no deal with One Nation and the Coalition won. Why on earth didn't the Prime Minister come out weeks or months ago and say that we will be putting One Nation last? There's no joy in trying to outright the right. The Greens have been attacking the Labor Party for years, and in many respects what's going on in the right-wing parties, in the Liberal Party, in the Coalition, the National Party, an attack from the right. The Labor Party had an attack from the Greens. The Labor Party, for a long time, were trying to out-left or out-green the Greens, and it was a disaster. Poor leadership at the moment on the part of the Greens. The Labor Party moving back to their traditional base, the Labor Party doing well. What the Liberal Party and the National Party need to do is focus, empathise with their traditional voters, and to a large degree, ignore One Nation. Ignore that any potential preference deal with One Nation is a paper tiger. One Nation do not have a lot of people on the ground. They don't have people, well, they've got some, but not many people on the ground handing out how to vote cards. And that's the key here. We're not talking about a group voting ticket or a single transferable method of preferencing. To preference in the upcoming federal election in the lower house, one must hand out how to vote card. And One Nation don't have the thousands of people on the ground where it's going to make any meaningful difference.
Okay,
we know from history.
So explain this to me. I know Queensland Liberals who are concerned by this decision. Off the record, they've made that clear. So what kind of impact will it have on them? Because they obviously feel like they need the preference flows to come to them from One Nation to make them win their seats.
They're losing sight of what the real impact on them is the way they've conducted themselves in government. They've allowed the hard right in their party to take control and they're losing the centre. One Nation preferences traditionally just scatter all over the place. Liberals being concerned about a deal with One Nation or not a deal with One Nation. I just say this to you. I've been working in and around the political system now for about 20 years. I'm yet to meet many Liberals who are very good at electoral strategy. They've got to walk away from the One Nation. Do what John Howard did. One Nation will be last. Instead, we've got a Prime Minister who's waffling around the edges. What's he said today? What he said today is One Nation will be after the Labor Party. Within minutes, the National Party, their coalition partner, have come out and said, well, we'll do what we want. So what's the LNP going to do? What are the country Liberals going to do in the Northern Territory? What's been said today? Not much.
So what kind of electoral impact does this have? Does this potentially help Labor?
Not doing a deal with One Nation is good news for the Coalition. I go back to what happened in Western Australia. Just 2 years ago, when a deal was announced that the Liberal Party would do a deal with One Nation, not just that the prospects of the Liberal Party went downhill, but so did One Nation. We had One Nation candidates resigning. After the ballot paper had been printed, they said, I want nothing to do with any deal with the Liberal Party. Honestly, I'm flabbergasted that something hasn't been done. If I was advising the Liberal Party, I would have said months ago, One Nation must be put last. Regain the centre. Forget about the hard right. Look what's happened to the Liberal Party, to the coalition at the hands of the hard right. They assassinated a Prime Minister. They're about to go into an election where they're going to get absolutely whacked Any deal with One Nation will just be that little hand on their forehead, pushing them down for the third time, and they won't come back for two or three terms.
Glenn Drury, just finally, in the interests of full transparency, you're known as the preference whisperer. So who are you helping in this upcoming election?
Ah, now that would be telling. It's certainly not One Nation.
Okay, so is it parties on the left? Is it micro-parties? Is it obviously Darren Hinch again?
Well, I'm a senior advisor for Darren. Of course I'll be working with Darren. And let me say this, all parties talk to me. One Nation's talk to me. The Greens talk to me. The Socialists talk to me. They all talk to me. But who am I actually working for? Well, that's private and that's confidential.
Well, that's, I've got to say, in the interest of full transparency, you haven't revealed. Do you want to try again?
No, that's it.
Yep, he wouldn't reveal. That's Glenn Drury. He's a senior advisor to Darren Hinch and also known as the preference whisperer.